We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Dav Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting 14 lines from the top of Dav Vav, beginning of a line, Pashtei Dekra. We learned that Rav Meir was the first to make some kind of gzeira on the Yayin of the Kusim, because he heard that someone was being Oved Avodah Zarah, he was Chayesh Lemiyuta, and therefore he made a decree, you can't drink wine from the Kusim. Rav Gamliel came along and he added on to that Gzeira. He was afterwards, according to Rashi, this is Rav Gamliel, the son of Rav Yehuda Anasi, and he came after Rav Meir, and he said, not only is Yayin Aser, but Shechita is Aser as well. Actually, Tosfos and Daf Hayam Beis, the Rav Gamliel argues on this, he holds Rav Gamliel was before Rav Meir, not after Rav Meir. But we'll go with Rashi's pshat, that Rav Meir was first, and then Rav Gamliel also held like that, and he was Geyser on the Shechita. Now, the Gemara brought a pasuk that the Saba, who Tosfos says, a lot of times Eliyahu and Avi, but then he says that the Efshalema came because by Rav Shimon ben Yechoyah, because he couldn't say it there, that the Tosfos mentions on yesterday's daf, which was Lag BaOmer, but he mentioned Rav Shimon ben Yechoyah there, but the Tosfos says it couldn't be a Ha'u Saba, I in Shom, the Gemara, Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. But in any case, the old man told Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who's Rav Meir Shliach, he says, don't buy the wine, and say, "Samta sakim b'liyecha and balam nefeshato," which meant, you know, hold yourself back from drinking that wine. But Pashtei Dekra, Mike said, what's Pashtei Dekra's pasuk in Mishlei that says, "Samta sakim b'liyecha," put a knife by your jaw, in balam nefeshato? What's Pashtei Dekra's pasuk? So the Gemara says like this, you have to look at the pasuk before. The pasuk before says, "Kiseishev," this is a Mishlei Chav Gimel, and pasuk Aleph is this pasuk, "Kiseishev lilchaim es moishel bin tovin es ashel fenecha." So talking about Pastor Grom Mike Siv Talmud Yeshiv Nei Rabbi. It's talking about a Talmud sitting from his Rebbe. Tani Rab Chia Kiseishev Lilchaim. This is Pasuk in Mishlei Kiseishev Lilchaim Es Moishel. When he's coming to sit in front of a Moishel, a Loshon Gadol B'Tayra. Bin Tavnes Ashal Fanecha V'Samten Sakim B'Leicha Bel Nafshata. Which means like this: Imidei Talmud V'Rabbi Shiyadei L'Hachzoloi Tam. If you know the question you can ask your Rebbe, you know he knows the answer. Bin. Then ask him the question. So it says, "Kiseish luchav es moishel bin." If you realize that he knows what the answer to your question, ask him the question. Ve'im lav, but if not, tovnes hashel fanecha. Understand what's in front of you, and don't embarrass him. Ve'samto sakim b'liyecha, and put a knife, so to say, by your jaw, and keep your mouth quiet, shut. And bal nefesh ato. And if you are a bal nefesh, which means Rashi says, and you really want to know what the pshat is, Pirish Shemenu, get a new Rebbe, and that's learned out from the continuation of the pasuk, like Tosfos points out, where it says, Vatasavul Metamoisov, which means that even though he's a very charismatic Rebbe, but don't feel free to leave him if you really want to have more knowledge. So that's pasuk on the pasuk. But now let's go back to the sugya of Kusim. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef Shadrei, Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef was a shliach for Rabbi Avo, la'asuyeh chan rekesoy, to bring wine from the Kusim. Ashkei Saba, so this old man found him. So maybe it's Eliyahu Navi, Amalei, leis kan shem retayra. There's no shem retayra. These Kusim don't keep the Torah. Halach Rabbi Yitzchak was sipar dvarim lefnei Rabbi Avo. So Yitzchak told this to Rabbi Avo. Halach Rabbi Avo was sipar dvarim lefnei Rabbi Amir Vasi. Rav went and told us over to Rav Ami of Ravasi. They didn't move from there until they made them into Goyim Gemurim. And we're talking about a discussion of wine over here. And they didn't move from there until he made them like Avayduchav Gemurim. What are we talking about? It was already also ready for years. Rav Gamliel, Rav Meir. Rav Meir asked the wine, Rav Gamliel asked the Shechita. So what exactly does it mean? Until they made him to Avayduchav Gemurim. Lamai. It was already exerted from before. Mahasim gazur rabbanon. My answer is no. Inu gazur like kibul minayo. They made the exerted, but didn't take hold. It was not makubal in klal yisrael. And Rashi explains because they were so used to being nena from the kusim, so it was very hard for them to keep this decree not to drink from them. Also, Rav Amar Ravasi gazru v'kibul minayo. They came along and they made the gazer the gzera. And the people were makabel. Now, yesterday we mentioned we're going to ask the kasha. If you remember the Gemara Daf Hayam Beis, the Gemara says there that va'af Rav Asi ochal mashchitas kusi. Rav Asi ate mashchitas kusi. Here we see Rav Asi and Rav Ami were the ones themselves who made the gzera. How could it be they ate the shchitas kusi? So the Bal Hamor on the Rif asks this question. The Baal Amor on the Rif asks this question, and he's bothered by how could they do that? So he answers like this, that even though that before Rav Amram Raza came made the Gzeira, they knew about Rav Meir and Rav Gamil, but they were not chayish l'miyuta. Only later on, when it was more of a roiv of the kusim who did avodah zarah, that is when he instituted the gzeira. But he didn't hold the gzeira before that, and therefore that wasn't a takala. Rav Asi ate before because it was only a miyut at that point. He doesn't hold the Rav Meir of chayish l'miyuta. The Baal Amor is like this. Only because the meat got more. In the early days, he held that it was only a meat, and therefore he ate from the shechita. That's the Baal Amor's teretz. The Gemara wants to know, okay, so we answered that they lozozim misham until they made them into vayischav and gemurim, which means for what? For yayin esach, now they instituted the gzeira and it took hold and it was accepted, the gzeira was accepted. But what's loshon vayischav and gemurim? It sounds like something more. May vayischav and gemurim, Amar Nachma Yitzchak, levato rishos litter rishos. Ukeritayin lintan abraisam. So a little background over here. The halacha is in Masechtas Erevin that if you live together with a bunch of people in the same courtyard, you have a wall around it, you have an Erev, like what we call an Erev, you have strings around them, you still can't carry. Because there's something called Erev Chatzeris. Because since each guy has their own house, and they each have their own makom in the chatzer, because they each own a house in the chatzer, therefore the chatzer is considered like more like a similar to a sarabim, and it cannot carry in the chatzer, even though you have a string or a wall around it. So therefore you have to make it into one house. How do you make it into one house? By everyone putting the bread into one house, called Erev Chatzeris. Now, Erev Chatzeris only works with a yid and not with a goy. That's number one, it's the first thing. And the only way to get rid of a guy is by renting his property. And the reason why they instituted that is because they didn't want you to live with a guy. And they know the guy, if you ask the guy to rent his property, he's not going to let. And therefore, it was a way that you'll move out of the neighborhood, you won't live next to the guy. That was the reason why they instituted that halacha. But you have to ask chiras from the guy. That's one halacha. Another halacha is that let's say you have only Eden in the property, but you have, after Shabbat started, that if you got to make Erev Chatzeris. So what do you do now? The halacha is that you can do a bit of rishus, which means I can be mafker my rishus and give it over to everyone else, and therefore I won't shter, my rishus won't make a problem of carrying in the chatzah. The din of bit of rishus is only for a Jew, not for a guy. A guy needs schirus, not bit of rishus. So Zakhti Gemara, Amar Nachma Yitzchak, they made the kusim into goyim gemurim, levat rishus, with the rishus. So Daniel Raisa, Yisrael Mumar, Meshama Shabbat Abashuk. Yisrael Mumar, but he keeps Shabbos befahes, yeah? Mevatel Rishos and Noisim Rishos. He can mevatel Rishos or give away his Rishos. It works because he's considered a Yid. But she'enim Shabbos Shabbat Rishok, someone who does not keep Shabbos befahes, he's mechal Shabbos befahes, he's considered a goy. Einim mevatel Rishos and Noisim Rishos. But she'amru, Yisrael Noisim Rishos mevatel Rishos. Yisrael could give away his Rishos or make a bitul on his Rishos. But v'chavim, atchi yisker, you have to rent from him his Rishos. Ketzad, how do you do bitul? Omo loy Rishusi k'nu yilach. Either he says my rishus belongs to you now, or rishus mevatalos lach. My rishus is bottle. The lach is kind of ain't because you don't have to make a kinyan chalipin. It's special then that the bittel by giving up my rishus that alone works. But in any case, we're saying that the kusi has a din of a goy gomor. You have to do schirus from the goy, just like you have to do schirus from the goy. You have to do schirus from this kusi. He's la'mam like a goy. So tomorrow night, I'm going to bring down another ma'isa, and this ma'isa has shaykhis to what we said before, hashto behemtom shel tzadikim don't have a tekala. Of course, a tzadik won't have a tekala, which means that they won't inadvertently eat machalas asuras. So tomorrow, Rab Zeira, Rab Asi, iklu pundika. They both went to a pundika de yoi. They went to a certain inn in yoi, a Jewish inn, but the person was Amaretz. Ais lekamau beitzim ha-metzumakos b'yayin. They brought the innkeeper served for Rav Zeira and Rasi's supper, served them cooked eggs mixed with wine. Rav Zeira le'ochal, Rav Zeira did not eat it because he said the wine is demai. Demai means we're not sure if they took off tumas ma'isrus. So Rav Zeira didn't eat it. Rav Asi ochal, Rav Asi ate it. Only Rav Zeira le'vasi, v'lechayish ma'at tarubas demai. What happened? You weren't worried about tarubas of demai? I'm like, oh, lava daita. I didn't think of it. I'll tell you, I didn't think of that. I was eating the egg. I didn't think of it. On Rav Zera, Efshe Gozra Taruvas Demai, is it possible that Taruvas Demai, which means Demai that got mixed up with another food, would be Osir, and you would eat it? Mestayim Milsa, the Rav Asi, the Mechel Asura, and it would happen that Rav Asi ate Isir? Hash the Behemoth Shot Tzadikim, and it goes Baruch, we have to call Yodom, Tzadikim Atzal Kalshikin. If by Behemoth Tzadikim there's no Tekala, like we'll see later on Dav Zayin, so of course Tzadik won't happen. So how could it be that Rav Asi inadvertently ate Demai? Are you going to tell me what's the big deal? We know Demai, Roiv Amarasim Asrim. So maybe Hashem orchestrated that he ate from Yayin that was Gemaisit. So what's the big problem? So Enfert Achroinim, the Rashi Yosef, others, they say, Shteita, that now that there's a Gzeir Drabbanon Demai, it becomes Macholos Asurois Medrabbanon no matter what. Even if Titaka Klapish Maya took off Meiser. Because now the luck is you buy from Amarats. Any type of produce, it's also Al Tzemai. You have to Ibn Meiser, you have to take a Meiser again, Al Tzemai. Even though maybe Klapi Shemaya was taken already. See, from this story, that was a problem with the Kala. So the Meiser of Zera found, he's going to find that a Taruvois of Demai was never a Zera on that. Nofak Rav Zera, Dok Veshkach, he found that Tanai looked at a Mishnah, Halakech Yayin. Someone buys wine from Amoritz, Los Yisrach Amurius, in order to put it into his fish juice, Oil Yisrach Aluntis, or to put it into his drink called Aluntis, which is made of a mix of different type of spices and wine. So if he buys it, in order to put into his aluntis, this wine from the Amaretz, it's like oil, different things in it, the halacha is he still has to take off ma'isim and demai, even though he's mixing it. Karshinon, if he's buying karshinon, a certain type of grain called a veg, lasis ben tchinim, to make a dish called tchinim, he's mixing it with something. Adashim, he's buying lentils, lasis ben resisim, to mix it with the dish called resisim. In all these cases, he still has to take off chayiv, still chayiv mishum demai. But ain't tzarech lo'im mishum vaday. And for sure, if he knows for sure it wasn't taking ma'aseh, of course he has to be makbid on this. Why? Because the ma'aseh, when he bought it not b'taruvos, he bought it whole, even though he plans on mixing it, it's a chayiv to take off the ma'aseh from these produce. But vehenatz ma'amutarim. But if you buy the aluntis directly from the amaretz or the murias straight from the amaretz, mutarim. Why? I pray shem taruvas like gozer on taruvas is tamai. They were not gozer on taruvas tamai. So we made the words go on the next, but they weren't gozer taruvas tamai. So Rav Zera found that Rav Asi was not oiv anything because the ma'isi he ate some amaretz that was mixed already. Frankly, more of like gozer on taruvas tamai. You weren't gozer on taruvas tamai by time to the brisa. The person, he didn't have an oven in his house. So he took a dough, he made the dough, and he gave it to his neighbor to bake it. Or he gave his neighbor a kedera levashel. You're not worried that maybe this neighbor switched it and put his own sa'ar, he gave you his own dough, and he baked his dough and gave it to you and took your dough. And therefore, you worry about the sa'ar and the tavlin that's not. That's demai. You don't have to worry about that because he's not going to switch it. Ain't a chayshu sar v'tavish ba, loy mishum shvius, not because shvius, loy mishum meiser. Because there's no reason for him to switch your isa. You gave him isa, you gave him your kedera. You have to worry about it. But v'im amar lo asili mishalchi. But if you go over to the neighbor and say, you know, make from take your flour and your tavlin and sa'ar, make me a challah. Then chayshu l'sa'ar v'tavish ba. You're worried about the sa'ar and tavlin. That, or maybe you gave him the flour, but you're worried about the sar and tav. You gave him the flour, he said, make me a whole challah. So, you're worried that he put in sar and tavlin, and he's an amaretz, mishum shvius, mishum maisa. You're worried about demai and shvius. So we see over there that even though it's taruva, you're picking it up from the amaretz as a taruva, it's also a problem. So Gemar Shani Hasam, the Kivin the Kamla Asilim Cheshuchi command Arbi Adayim Dami. That's more similar to the case where you buy wine to mix into Murius. That's a problem, right? Even though you're mixing it because you bought it as something by itself. Here also, when you're telling the Amaretz go make it from your materials, from your spices, so it's Keilu. You're mixing it by Adayim, and that already is a Chiv. It's not don't have the Heta Taruvas. Rafa on a different terrace. He says this whole Heta Taruvas. doesn't mean in case the bottle was shishim amasuk, then evi isis bottle. It means that it's mixed up, and the ikr is not the sa'ar and whatever the mixture is. Let's say by the case of yayin, the yayin is not the ikr, and therefore there's no gzeira of demai on the taruvos. But Rafam says it comes to sa'ar and tavlin, or Rafam mishani sa'ar and tavlin, the time of it. It's made for taste. It's very strong, and that becomes the ikr. But time will be bottle, and time is not bottle. Therefore, that becomes more of an ikr, and therefore it's not a din of a taruvais, and that's why there is a gzera of the mai. So we're holding right now is like this. We established today that there was before we talked about kusin and we went to goyim gemurim. Now we talked about a shaila of the mai. So the mai definitely by our it's a chuyif to take off meiser, but if you get it ipa taruvais, you don't have to. But if you get it first as is and then you mix it, then avad you are chayiv in the mai and shvius. Now, have to worry about shvius. Now, another case is that if you give something to your neighbor, you're not worried they might switch it. If you ask him to make it for you, then you have a problem. But if you give him everything ready-made just to put it into his oven, you're not worried he will switch it. And we'll see next tomorrow. We'll have a kasha on that you should be worried about switching.